Now, against all the odds and despite all the predictions from the pundits, Carl Frampton pulled off one of the biggest upsets in boxing in recent years. Is it fair to say that? Was he as big an outsider as they had hyped him to be? He certainly, according to the bookies, was going in as second favourite. Now, during the early hours of yesterday morning, the Jackal became the first Northern Ireland man to be a world title holder in two weight classes. Here's how the remarkable story unfolded over the past week or so.
This is mental, you know what I mean? This is what it's about. This is big time boxing in the States. This is two undefeated fighters fighting for a world title.
Frampton is well used to having his name in the bright lights back home, but for the first time in his career, he'll go into this fight as the underdog.
I hurt him, which was the game plan. I hurt him pretty early and nailed him in the second round. Kind of stumbled his legs a little bit, but that was the plan from us, to punch him and hit him hard from the start.
New York City is where everybody wants to perform here. I never got the chance in my own career. Boxed in Chicago, you know, it was lower down the rankings. But I always wanted Carl to be here in an exciting fight because I knew that the American public would love him. And by God, will they love him after that.
Very happy Barry McGuigan and obviously an elated Carl Frampton. What a world champion and what an ambassador for Northern Ireland. Let me speak to Mark McIntosh from The Sun. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
It's hard to believe that we have so many world leaders from this part of the world and yet another absolutely reinforcing the fact that he's top of the game.
Absolutely incredible. We just keep punching above our weight. That's exactly, I suppose, what Carl Frampton did. At the weekend, it was, as you said, you know, he went into this as an underdog. He was out of his comfort zone. He was in the States. But he went out, he was explosive from the start. And as you heard from the interview there, he hurt Santa Cruz in the second round. And I think that maybe forced Santa Cruz to change his game plan a bit. And he just couldn't cope with the power that Carl had. And it was a master stroke. It was great master plan from the McGuigan team and Carl from start to finish.
So massive party, of course, in New York with a free bar and all of that. Carl at it, everyone having a great night. And headlines in the newspaper saying the next fight for him could be worth $10 million.
Unreal. I mean, he is the boss now. He's the one that can call the shots. And, you know, everyone's talking about it would be great for him to defend his title at Windsor Park. And you know, that's the one, I think. It's the romantic one. It's the one that everyone wants. That said, I think there's a lot of money out there for him in the States, so I wouldn't be surprised if he stayed in the States. But I think for everyone in Northern Ireland and in Ireland, it would be great to see him at Windsor Park.
So if he does it in Windsor Park, and you have, how many people could you put in? If you had the boxing ring in the middle of the football pitch, and you've got like 15,000 seats or whatever it is, and more seats on the grass, how many people could you put in there? Or is it sort of irrelevant as to who buys the tickets? Is it more down to who purchases the pay-per-view?
Yeah, do you know what? When it comes to boxing, unfortunately, a lot of the time it is the pay-per-view. You could get maybe 20,000 into Windsor, though. And can you imagine the atmosphere with 20,000 people inside Windsor Park? When Carl sold out the Odyssey, the atmosphere was just sensational every single time. And Windsor Park would just be a step above again. And I wouldn't fancy anyone's chances against them with the home crowd with them.
And is it all more or less to be accepted that that's the only way we can see Carl fight? You have to be watching on one of these satellite channels. You have to be paying money on top of your subscription to see him. Is there absolutely no chance of it being shown on terrestrial TV?
Listen, I think it would be great if it was on terrestrial TV, but pay-per-view, that's the way the world's going. That's the way boxing's been for a long, long time. I mean, the massive names fight in boxing, it is pay-per-view. And Carl Frampton is certainly a massive name in boxing now, not just for Northern Ireland, not just for the Republic of Ireland and Britain. He is a massive name in the world of boxing.
And so he will get people to pay money to watch him worldwide going into the next fight. Will that fight be a rematch with Santa Cruz, or will it be someone entirely different?
Well, I think a lot of people want the rematch, and I know certainly Santa Cruz said straight away he would love the rematch. But there are other fights out there for Carl. You know, Lee Selby is a possibility. That's a fight that people have talked about for a while. I would love to see the rematch. I think anyone who watched the fight on Saturday night would love the rematch. It was great from start to finish. I think it was maybe even a little bit closer than some of the judges said, and I think Carl would probably admit that. But it would be great to see that fight again.
There's just something about him, isn't there, Mark? You would have met him through your work. I was lucky enough to meet him a number of times through my work as well. He is such a nice lad.
I think that's the big thing. He is a nice lad, and he doesn't seem to have been affected at all by the fame and the fortune and everything that goes with it. He just seems a very humble lad. He's very witty. And I think, you know, the Americans took to him straight away, and certainly within boxing, you know, the Mexicans certainly will have taken to him now because they could respect him. See, he's a good lad. And you saw the respect between the two fighters before the fight, towards the end, you know, the last round, they give each other a hug just before it. And there was a lovely embrace, certainly with each other's teams and everything afterwards. I think they're just actually two really good lads. Two unbelievable fighters, and it would be great to see it again.
Where do you think it will be? Do you think money will talk and it'll be in the States?
I have a feeling it possibly will be in the States. That said, somewhere down the line, Carl Frampton will definitely fight at Windsor Park. I think it's the one that he wants, and if he wants it, he'll get it.
And it's no time from we've been going into Windsor to watch a match, and he's been going in with a crowd. Many's the time he's just been ambling in with a crowd. I think the last time I was talking to him at Windsor Park, I said, you know, there'll come a time where you'll need to be escorted in and out of this place.
Yeah, do you know what? That's the sort of thing that probably doesn't sit comfortably with him. He always likes just to be one of the lads as well. You can see that. But it would be amazing to see him at Windsor. And can you just imagine the crowd behind him? And you mentioned something earlier on there. Can anyone say that he isn't our greatest ever sporting achievement? Just what he did the other night can't be put into words.
This is true. And then we hesitate and we begin to think of the Joey Dunlops and the Mary Peters and the George Bests and the Dennis Taylors and the Alex Higginses, and the list goes on, you know, because I'll start a list that I cannot finish, but people will add to it. And we're reminded of how brilliant we are, and I haven't even made a reference to any of our golfers.
Yeah, it's absolutely sensational. You know, like I said, we keep punching above our weight. And for such a small country to produce this many sporting greats, it's absolutely incredible. But for Carl to do it at two different weight levels, and this could only be the start for Carl. You know, he's 29. He might not have that many fights left in him. But every fight now is going to be absolutely huge. I just think this guy's going to get better and better.
The McGuigans have to take some praise too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Barry's managed his career perfectly from the start. Shane works brilliantly with him as a coach, you know, and I think Carl would be the first to praise Shane for everything that he's done. You only have to look at other boxers outside of Frampton as well. We talk about Shane McGuigan quite a lot, like David Hay, certainly. So, the McGuigans have been absolutely huge for him. You only have to watch Barry's reaction. You know, he was blubbering like a child straight away. In the ring and everything. So it was just great to see. It was a proper sort of family thing, and, you know, Carl and the McGuigan certainly are family.
Yeah, because I clearly remember being in a nightclub all those years ago watching McGuigan win at QPR's ground, and the incredible furore there was. It was the same belt that he won last night or on Saturday night. So, you know, the romance of it is amazing. And Barry McGuigan had like a gigantic city centre homecoming. Is there the appetite for that? Will that happen this time round, or will it be a more... Are we being a bit blasé about great things happening in Belfast now?
Yeah, I think the words changed a little bit. I don't know necessarily whether the open top bus, or maybe back in the day it was a coal lorry going about Belfast, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to happen. I think the punters would love to see it. I think they just want to see Carl in any shape or form. But he would certainly deserve it if it happened, but I'm not too sure it would happen.
Yeah, some form of City Hall reception, something that people could gather round and give him applause, is deserved. But as you say, do people turn out for that in this day and age? I simply don't know. And the other thing was, Barry was on the telly doing it in every single house 30 years ago. The fact that people don't necessarily see it, they read about it in the paper, they hear about it on the radio, they see the highlights on the likes of UTV News or whatever, but they don't see the fight. And that takes away, it dilutes the magic of it.
It does, there's absolutely no doubt about that. You know, when I was growing up, all the massive fights were on terrestrial TV. That, you know, we all wish that's the way it was. But like we said earlier, money does talk, and it's probably not realistic to think that can happen. But if Carl Frampton's entire career had been on terrestrial TV, the world would have been talking about him long before now.
It's an amazing set of achievements, and I say set of achievements because he's just been winning all roads and directions. Mark, good speaking to you, fella. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.